Blackstone Audio presents Wolf's Cross by S. A. Swan. This book is dedicated to Lynn and Lucy for getting me started. Part 1. Anno Domini 1353. Chapter 1. Brother Joseph had thought he had seen hell itself. He had seen it in the black swellings that plagued his father and mother, sisters and brother. He had seen it in the doctors who fled at the sight of him coming from an infected house. He had seen it in the faces of those who still dared walk the streets of Nuremberg, carrying smoldering bundles of aromatic herbs to chase the infection away, or at least mask the omnipresent smell of death. He had seen it in the piles of bodies left to rot for lack of men to bury them. And he had seen it in the blackened face of a woman he loved, abandoned to die alone in her family's house. However, upon joining the order, he had learned that hell took many forms. It was the will of God and his superiors that he serve his probation under the command of Comtur Heinrich, who headed a convent of warrior monks within the still barely tamed wilds of Prussia. Comtur Heinrich held a peculiar place in the order, and his men bore a name within the order that Joseph had not heard before, Wolfjägers. Even the device they bore had a difference from that of the wider order. A severed wolf's head occupied the upper left quadrant of the Teutonic Knight's black cross. The weapons borne by the Wolfjägers were different in character as well. The smaller items, daggers and arrowheads, were cast of pure silver. Swords and axes were of more typical steel, but with edges clad in silver. It was not his place to question his role, and it was not until he saw the first signs of what the wolf hunters actually hunted that he understood. He knew that their foe was some sort of demon, but he was worldly enough to expect that the demons they sought would resemble men. In the depths of his self-doubt, he feared they might resemble Jews. He knew that Jews were not responsible for the pestilence that had scoured the land. During the worst of it, the synagogue at Nuremberg had stood as empty of life as the cathedrals. But that hadn't stopped riots in the countryside as panicked villagers burned Jews like the city folk burned incense, in a pathetic attempt to keep the death at bay. Even decrees by Pope Clement VI hadn't been able to halt the slaughter. Joseph didn't believe that the men of the order, devoted to Christ and the Pope, would be so readily deceived. But when Heinrich talked of demons who walked like men, it so much resembled the rhetoric Joseph had heard during the worst of the death that he wondered, and chided himself for the doubts. His faith had led him to this point, and he did not believe his service to God would be so subverted. Soon enough, God and his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?